Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day that Jesus has made, and we give him all the praise and glory. Well, let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 16 and verse 33. I have told you these things, the words of Jesus. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble or tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, in this end time days and in this world, we'll always have trouble. We'll always have difficult times and seasons. But through it all, God has promised that he will grant us his peace. He has said that, I will give you my peace, and I like that. The quest for inner calm and peace has been a universal struggle for mankind throughout the ages. Even for those of us who profess to be followers of Christ, it is difficult to realize with consistency that God's ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts than our thoughts, as referenced in Isaiah 55:9. It often becomes normal for us to make our own plans without consulting him for his perfect will. That's where the challenge comes, right? If we need to be in perfect peace, we need to consult Jesus at every given moment of time. He's a counselor. His spirit is a counselor. His spirit is a comforter. His spirit is our advocate. So we need to consult the Holy Spirit, consult Jesus when we are making any plan. And I promise you that God will grant you peace. And if there is no peace, don't make that decision, because peace is a determining factor that God is in it. If you're making a decision of your life, whatever the decision be, and you have consulted God and you've got deep peace within your spirit, then be sure that it is from the Lord God Almighty. He will confirm it through his word, through his prophets, through his people, through evidential, circumstantial evidences, and he will confirm his word to you. That is why the peace with God is the first thing that we achieve. And then the peace of God is by which we live throughout our lives. Peace of God acts as an umpire, right? Whenever we go awry, whenever we go wrong, he acts as an umpire. If there is peace, all is well. If there is no peace, it's not well. So my dear brothers and sisters, true peace is found in Jesus. I was listening to this beautiful hymn by Edward Bickersteth. It was written in early 1875, and he composed this beautiful hymn when he read Isaiah 26:3 in Hebrew. It actually says in Hebrew, thou wilt keep him in peace, peace whose mind is stayed on thee. There are twice the word peace is repeated on that. That means it talks about perfect and absolute peace of Jehovah that will come upon. And on that basis, he composed this beautiful hymn of the link that I'll give to you to hear and learn. It will really bless your heart. So my dear brothers and sisters, experience the perfect peace of God in your life by realizing anew that it is only obtained through the presence of Christ in our lives. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:14 that Jesus is our peace. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, that you are our peace. You are our Lord, our God, who has promised us peace. You have promised us that you'll give us peace. And Lord, we know that in this world we have trouble. We have tribulations. We have difficult times. In this world there are sorrows and there are tears. But Lord, in you there is divine peace. And I pray that today your flock will be governed by your divine peace, by the peace of Jesus, for the peace of God. And I pray that Lord God Almighty today will grant each and every person, O Father God, who listens to this voice, that they will be granted peace from heaven. in the name of Jesus, O Father. And I praise you and I thank you. Your kingdom within us is the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of peace, and kingdom of joy. And I pray that today we'll enjoy all of it in Jesus' name. Today, as your flock steps out to their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing of peace to be their portion. Give them the grace, give them the glory. Preserve them and protect them and bless them and enlarge their territory. I pray for the ones who are sick. I speak shalom to them in the name of Jesus. I speak peace of Jehovah upon them, that their mind and their body will be at rest in you, Lord. And Father, that they will have peace with God, with themselves and with man in the name of the Lord. And Father, that they'll be healed and made whole by the power of your Spirit in Jesus' name. We give you the glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a blessed weekend. And don't forget to go to church this Sunday. God bless you and bye for now.